Good morning. It's so weird to be here right now, but I am so glad that you are here. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church as we meet in one service. So obviously, those of you who are used to being here a little early or a little later, those of you who are here a little later, you're a little earlier, you're finding out that other people actually sit in the seats where you usually sit. Oh my goodness, all of those different things. But it is good for us to be all together. I am so happy that you are with us. We continue this green and growing season after Pentecost, but today we're also sprinkled with a little red, white, and blue as we meet for our Independence Day service, as we meet for this time when we get together. I am so happy that you are here, although I was kind of hoping that the Holtz would still be in row one. Because for those of you who are at 8:30, every now and again, you see me waving up at the camera and saying hi to Tommy. Well, Tommy is here. I am so glad that you are all here as we gather in worship. But there's one announcement that I need to make, and I need to get my costume ready. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all of God's blessed and beloved children, welcome. Come one, come all to the Big Top. For 3 days only here at St. John's, we have the Big Top. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, July 11, 12, 13, Vacation Bible School. We will be meeting Bible heroes, people whom God has used to show God's love. Moses, Daniel, and even the Apostle Paul. So please, if you know little children, if you have little children, if you are little children, if you have random little children walking in front of your home, give them the sign-up sheet and come to Vacation Bible School, where we will have stories, we will have crafts, we will have games, we will have all kinds of wonderful things. It begins at 6 p.m. in the evening with a light supper. Then we will move into stories and music, songs, games, you name it. So please come. Also, we are looking for some bigger people who might be able to help us with crafts or with games or with keeping the children safe and having fun. If you are willing to help us out, Sharon would love to hear that. You can call the office, you can call and talk to Sharon Kester, but 3 days only, July 11, 12, 13, Vacation Bible School is coming. We gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. So let us begin that worship by joining together in our opening hymn, which is Before You, Lord, We Bow. Let us rise and sing together. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We join together now in our opening dialogue. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. For I am persuaded that your steadfast love is established forever. You have made for us a covenant with the chosen one. Happy are the people who know this festival shout. You are the glory of their strength. They are jubilant in your righteousness. Our hymn of praise for this morning's worship is Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, and we sing together.
The faithful lightning of his terrible
let us pray. Oh God, you direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into a people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson is from the 28th chapter of Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearings of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of the prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from the 6th chapter of Romans. Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to you which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now you present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 10th chapter. Jesus continued to say to the 12, Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Mindy was feeling very excited this summer. She had just finished the 5th grade and was really looking forward to the 6th grade, but she didn't want it to happen too fast because summer's just too fun, isn't it? Mindy was Pastor Brad and his wife Dana's. He was their youngest child, and she was excited because there was a new family that was going to move onto their block very soon. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Tudor had lived in the house for a long time. They were moving closer to their daughter, and so the house was empty. Their house was Mindy's favorite on the block. She always said that Grandma and Grandpa Tudor's, their house was always happy. Now, no one could ever get her to explain what she really meant when she called the house happy, but whether she was driving by or walking by, riding her bike, or even chasing her brother, she would always stop and wave at the house and say hi. Someone had bought the Tudor's house, and those someones were moving in soon. Now, Mindy had overheard a conversation between her mom and Miss June, their neighbor on the right-hand side. She heard that there was a family moving in and that they might have a daughter Mindy's age. That someone would finally be living again and the happy house was exciting enough for her, but that she might have a new friend had put Mindy over the moon. Now, this was actually the very first time that Mindy had really paid any attention to something happening in the neighborhood. Other families had sold their homes and new people had moved in, but this time she was paying attention. Now, maybe it was because she was missing the tutors. Maybe it was only she was only interested because it was the happy house. But whatever the final reason, she knew that something was happening and she wanted to be part of it. "What can we do to welcome the new family?" she asked her parents one morning. "What are you talking about, sweetie?" her mother asked. "You know, the people who are going to move into Grandma and Grandpa Tudor's old house. What can we do to welcome them to the neighborhood?" "Do you have any ideas?" Pastor Brad asked. "What were you thinking of, Mindy?" Mindy then got a serious look on her face, a thoughtful look, and she said, "Well, I was thinking that we could help them unload the truck, that someone could have their lawn all mowed for them, and that we could make lemonade." "I like many of those ideas," her mother said. "But I don't know how much we could help with the truck and stuff. There's just the four of us." "No, Mom, I'm talking about the whole neighborhood." "Sure, we can help, and I want to. But I think it would be great if the whole neighborhood could help. Don't you?" Brad said, "That would be great, but your mom and I are kind of busy, and we don't know when they're moving in. I think that since this is your idea, maybe you can do some of the asking. But first, we need to find their move-in day." Mindy said, "Well, I could talk to Miss Sue, the real estate agent, right? Then I could start asking around in the neighborhood if there were people who were going to be willing to help that day. I don't think that everyone would have to be there the whole time, but even a box or two or something would be great, right?" Both Brad and Dana laughed and hugged their daughter. "So tell me, daughter o' mine, what inspired you to do this welcome for the new people in the neighborhood?" Brad asked. "Well," she said, "I overheard Mom talking about the new family. I was tying my shoes and picking up my scooter, Mom, not eavesdropping. And they said that it was a family, not just a couple, and that they might have a girl my age. That kind of started it. But then I remembered in Sunday school that we had a lesson about welcoming people and about how that was something that Jesus really wants us to do. Mrs. Shipley even said that it doesn't have to be big or fancy, but even a cup of cold water can be enough, which is why I want to make lemonade, because water is too boring and lemonade is just the best." Dana and Brad looked at her with smiles on her face. "Okay," Dana said, "I will call Miss Sue and see if she can tell us the move-in day. Then you will need to talk to the people and see if we can work this out. I think that your ideas are really good, and I am very, very proud of you." "Me too," Brad smiled. "Especially the way you worked Jesus into it all. You knew that would work on me, didn't you?" "Daddy, of course. Can you say anything to us without mentioning Jesus or a gospel or something like that?" "But I did remember that time in Sunday school when I was thinking about all of this dough. I really did." Well, Dana called the real estate agent and was able to discover that the Thomas family was planning to move in on the 16th. It was a Friday, and it sounded like the perfect day to Mindy. That afternoon, she started going to the houses in the neighborhood, asking people if they could help. And she started with her friends' houses. Then she went to the houses of the people her parents knew. And then when Brad got home, she went to all of the remaining houses in the neighborhood. At each, she talked about the new family moving in and asked if they were willing to help welcome them and help them move in. Everyone took the day and the date. Many said that they would think about it. Some said that they would come if Mindy would come and remind them. She also asked some of the people from St. Mary's, like the quilting group and the men's Bible study, hoping that some of them would be able to help. She even asked her Sunday school class if they could join in and take part. Things were going very well, but there were still two things on the list that Mindy was working on. First, she had to talk with her brother Mike and see if he and his friends would be willing to mow the lawn. Mike had started to do that more and more, and Mindy hoped that she could talk him into it. It eventually came down to lemonade. You see, Mindy had been watching all sorts of videos online about the perfect lemonade, and she found one that wasn't just good, it was great. Mike bargained that if Mindy would make a batch of lemonade just for them,
He and his friends would come and mow the lawn and do even the trimming. That was all set. Now, the last thing on Mindy's list, and now it would have to be at least a double batch, was the lemonade. Mindy loved lemonade. She thought it was the most refreshing thing, and she had made a study. The recipe that she loved to make the most started with a simple syrup, sugar boiled into water, and then you added the juice of 8 lemons, and finally water to fill the pitcher. There was never ice in the pitcher. That just watered everything down. You put the ice in the glass when you were pouring it. But the real secret ingredient to Mindy's lemonade was mint. Just a few sprigs in the pitcher, and it was fantastic. At least that's what she thought. And even her brother wasn't going to argue with her about that point. 2 days before the move-in, Mindy had her lists, and everything looked under control. The next day, Mike and his friends were going to mow the lawn, and the first batch of lemonade was due. It was while she was making that batch that she had the idea to make sure that everyone who was helping got some lemonade. She would still make a batch for the Thomas's refrigerator, but she wanted to be sure that all the people working and helping felt welcomed and appreciated too. On move-in day, Mindy was waiting on the front lawn for the moving truck to come. She kept looking at the Timex watch that her grandpa had gave her last Christmas. 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Some of the people on her list weren't going to be able to help. And then at almost 10:30, a truck rounded the corner and backed up into the driveway. Mindy almost squealed with excitement as she rushed over to the happy house to the new owner. "Hello, Mr. Thomas. I'm Mindy Sherling from down the street. I want to welcome you to the neighborhood. We have people who are willing to help you unload your truck and stuff. And by the way, do you have a daughter?" She blurted it all out in excitement. Mindy was also looking around and disappointed to discover that only Mr. Thomas was in the truck. "Well, thank you." "Mindy, was it? I could certainly use the help, but if it's just you and me, we're in for a long day. And by the way, I have 2 daughters." Mr. Thomas smiled. "Oh, no," she said. "We have people. I just have to tell them you've arrived." About that time, Pastor Brad and Dana, his wife, were coming down the street along with Miss June and her husband. They were smiling and saying welcome as they arrived on the front lawn. Brad introduced himself and Dana as Mindy's parents. Mr. Thomas smiled and said, "Well, I'm Joseph Thomas. Most people just call me JT. I'm happy to meet all of you. We're kind of discombobulated this morning. My wife and kids are still at their abuelos, my wife's parents. I left there a little earlier than they did, but on the way I got a text from the crew that was supposed to help me unload all the heavy stuff, and they'll be 2 hours later than we thought. I'm waiting for the real estate agent with the key because she forgot them on the closing day. And can I use someone's bathroom? I had some coffee on the drive here," and has trailed off. Miss June offered her restroom since it was closer, and Mindy began going through her list to find the people who would help. All that morning, people came in to help unload the Thomas's truck, even Mr. Gage, who didn't really talk to many people and wasn't always pleasant. But he came to help with a few boxes, and as he left, he waved to Mindy and gave her a wink. When the work crew that JT had hired arrived, they let them do the real heavy stuff like the furniture and the records and the books. But those people also had time to place the furniture and set up the bed, which was more than JT had anticipated them being able to do. When the rest of the Thomas's family were there, they were overwhelmed by the number of people helping and talking. Everyone was welcoming them, shaking their hands. And when JT came to hug his wife, he pointed out Mindy and told Maria that this was Mindy, and she's the one who had thought of it all. Mindy was all over that day, reminding people who wanted reminders, chatting with people who came for lemonade. She stayed a lot by the lemonade stand that she had set up on the sidewalk in front of the happy house. As neighbors needed a short rest from the unloading, they came by. Most thought that they were going to get some Kool-Aid and were really surprised at the glass of lemonade that they got. People were going back to help, but they kept talking about the lemonade. Mindy and some of her Sunday school friends were going back and forth to Mindy's house, making more and more and more, and eventually, Eliana joined in. Eliana was JT and Maria's second daughter, who was almost exactly Mindy's age. Eliana was exactly 6 days older. When they were introduced, they hugged each other and immediately began a conversation that lasted the rest of the day. By 3 o'clock that afternoon, the trucks were empty, the furniture placed, the beds were set up, and everyone was still smiling. It had been amazing. As JT and Maria were saying thank you to everyone that had been drifting back to their own homes, everyone was still smiling and thanking Mindy, or Lemonade Mindy, as she was being called that day. Many were commenting about how much fun that they had had, and they could never remember moving someone to be fun. JT came up to Mindy and said, I want to thank you for all of this. I never ever anticipated having this kind of help or being welcomed by so many people. It was amazing to hear that all of this was your idea. Thank you from all of us, and thank you for that amazing lemonade. I hope you understand how much this means to us. And he bent over and he gave her a hug. Later that evening, as the Thomases were beginning to unpack some boxes and were looking at all of their new appliances, Eliana opened the biggest refrigerator that she had ever seen. And there on the main shelf was a pitcher of lemonade with a card leaned against it that said, Welcome. We are so happy that all of you are here. And it was signed by Mindy. Today in our gospel story, Jesus is telling us about welcoming each other. I don't know how to welcome prophets or righteous people, but I do know when I feel welcome. You know when you feel welcome. Jesus is telling his disciples, and that includes all of us, that even those simple acts of welcome are the things that God encourages. Even something as simple as a cup of something cold, it's enough for God to work with. It's enough to share God's love. You see, it's from the King James Version of the Bible that we get the phrase, a cup of cold water, in this passage. Because in the Greek, it's just a cup of something cold. Because in Jesus' day, in a time before refrigerators, in a place where oft-times water needed to be boiled to be safe, something cold, anything cold, can be a blessing. Jesus tells us that it's that simple. Being a disciple of Jesus, being a child of God, does not take complex or dramatic actions. It can be a cup of something cold. It can be a donut. It can be a smile. But if you don't have any of that, it can also be a listening ear, a shoulder on which to cry, or a helping hand. Sometimes we get to tell the story of God's love. Most of the time, we get to live out the story of God's love in our lives in order for us to share that love with other people. As we are sent into the world to bring God's love and dream to that world around us, we are shown that love doesn't have to be difficult, although it sometimes can be. Instead, we see that love can be as simple as a cup of cold lemonade. Amen. Professing our faith, using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's abundant mercy, let us offer our prayers for a world in need. We pray for the church, for wisdom to heed the voices of prophets in our midst who cast a vision of God's promised future, for courage to welcome all, and for resolve to serve all in need. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for creation, for all rivers, lakes, oceans, and streams, for lands experiencing scorching heat, drought, or wildfire. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for this nation and all nations, for presidents, governors, and legislators, for judges, juries, district attorneys, and public defenders, for military personnel and first responders, for those who are incarcerated. Guide us in ways of freedom that promote the common good. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us, who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Sharla, Kristen, Judith, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those in need, for exiles, immigrants, refugees, and all seeking asylum, for victims of harassment, torture, or abuse, for those who are ill, for any near death, and for all who grieve. Lord, in your mercy. God of justice and Lord of all, you guide all creation with fatherly care. As we celebrate Independence Day, we recall the day when our country claimed its place among the family of nations. You reveal that those who work for peace will be called your sons and daughters. Continue to send your spirit to touch the hearts and minds of all who cherish the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As you have called us to be one nation, grant that under your providence our country may share your blessings with all the people of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for children, for their safety at home and in childcare settings, for their flourishing at summer programs and camps, for the many people who care for them, including parents and grandparents, childcare workers and teachers, coaches, counselors and mentors, pediatricians and psychologists. Lord, in your mercy. We give you thanks for all the saints and prophets who have received the free gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. May their lives of humble service inspire us in our faith. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our prayers and answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your celebration of Independence Day is fabulous. I hope your week is filled with blessings. I hope as you leave, your tummy is filled with donuts. And your ears with conversation, as all of us go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.